last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. And today in our studio, we have with us very special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to me.
Living in a world where everyone wants to enjoy human rights and everyone wants to enjoy justice. There's no hope because injustice is seen everywhere. But there's a hope given in Islamic sources by the Islamic government. Yes, we're discussing about that with Dr. Ali Alavi.
Yes, we're talking about a Mahdi utopia, that is an ideal and inshallah real city, or let's say nation or government, that will happen by the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And as we said, that some believe that it is an imaginary concept, but it will definitely happen. And we actually pinpointed some of the evidences that some issues were difficult for us to believe, but later on, due to the passage of time, we understood that, okay, they can happen even. Sometime, in case we were covering some of the narrations, it was very difficult for us to know that before the advent of Imam, people could contact each other by some, let's say, vehicles or some equipments. So now it is quite understandable that it is possible by mobile phones, or let's say, by different means of communication, people can even see and talk to each other.
Yeah.
So I want to say that what we are talking about, inshallah, will definitely happen. And this is the wish and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will inherit the world. So we said that one of the characteristics of this Mahdi utopia was the ruler himself. An infallible ruler, and he had some specific characteristics. He's selfless, without any arrogance, without any anger, without any...
Not working for self, free from
any defect. And he's a person that, inshallah, will make the whole ummah, the whole world, united and unified. And he's not going to rule over a certain group of people and nations, but he's going to be the leader of the whole world.
Well, Dr. Alavi, talking so much about the Islamic government, talking so much about the characteristics of the ruler himself, can we say, like, since we mostly focused on that he would be providing justice, there would be no discrimination in his government when there would be both Muslims or non-Muslims, and if we see Muslims committing a crime or a sin and non-Muslims towards non-Muslims, and do you think Imam Mahdi would punish Muslims for their sin or crime that they committed towards the non-Muslim, or not, because they are Muslims?
There is a wrong misconception on the arrival of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Some believe that, okay, Imam comes and is starting just to kill people or to bring justice. Look, justice by itself is not going to happen by kill or massacre. Justice comes with a culture. Actually, justice comes with the blessings of the person who is going to establish it. Or justice comes actually to be fair, even among those, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslims. We have seen this in the behavior of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he was going to judge between, let's say, a Muslim and non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He kept justice. He didn't, go to, let's say, support a person who was Muslim just because he was Muslim. No.
Exactly. Yeah, so since he is his son, and we won't be seeing the contrary.
The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, all of them are Nurun Wahid. They are all the same light.
Yeah.
So in case whatever the Holy Prophet did, the Imam Ali alayhi salam actually did in one way or other.
Yeah.
So they are all doing one thing. They are not going to, in case we want to judge Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we can judge him based on what Imam Ali alayhi salam did.
Wow.
See?
So we already have
Yes, we cannot see any contradiction in the actions and behaviors of Ahlul Bayt, in the conduct of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
So we have the evidences of the conduct.
They are all based on Quranic teachings and true Muhammad and Islam.
Yes. We'll discuss more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes. like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Alia Davi, and we're discussing about the Mahdavi utopia. Well, we were discussing about the characteristics of Islamic government.
Yeah. In Islamic government, we actually referred to a part of it in our previous session, that there is no similar government like the government that Imam alayhi salam brings.
All right.
And the time that people lived before the arrival of Imam.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there are some Muslim countries.
Yes.
So even if they are even act upon the Islamic, let's say, rulings and laws. Because the one who actually here implements is the infallible Imam. Even we, at the time of the Qaiba, the cultation of Imam alayhi salam, the deputy of Imam actually is implementing the rules. So definitely there is a difference when Imam alayhi salam, he himself is there to act and to implement the rules of Islam.
Yes.
So we want to say that whatever will come, inshallah, from the laws and rulings does not have any similarity in previous, let's say, governments at the end of the time, let's say, Akhir Zaman, that he is going to come, inshallah. And the relationship between the people and the imam, the leader of the society, is very good. And even the relationship between the people themselves is in, let's say, comprehensive unity. And people are highly unified with each other.
All right.
And this is what actually Islam has come to unite people towards the way of God. And people will ignore all the discrepancies and differences that they had had. For example, even the beliefs at the time,
yeah,
they are not going to attach to the beliefs that they had earlier.
Yes.
Or to the, let's say, races, to the different problems and, let's say, discrepancies that they had with the classes, with the nations, with the geography, with,
yes,
their, let's say, religions that they were practicing before that.
Yes.
And even the differences of languages.
Okay.
There would be a unified, let's say, language among all the people.
All right. So there's no difference in the language?
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. So all of them will be put aside. And all of them will actually act under the flag of Islam. And they are all submissive to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that unified, universal government, that with one just governor and one just leader, inshallah, will implement the Islamic rulings in the sense that was brought up by the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basically, keeping a perfect human, Insan al-Kamil,
yes,
as the leader of the Ummah, as the leader of, as the successor of God on the scene of the earth, under the curtain of occultation, is to reach to such a, let's say, ideal utopia. So all of these expectations, all of these awaitings, is just to reach to this utopia, because it cannot happen by ordinary people.
Okay.
It requires a person like an infallible imam to come and to give this gift to the people. So
right,
the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will have such characteristics.
All right. One of the main characteristics of this Islamic government is justice. We have been mentioning so far, and this definitely needs some more explanation. So
yeah,
I would want you to go with that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Last Savior.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
The question comes to my mind, what next?
What next? What next?
The final victory.
There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
(laughs) I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. We are with Dr. Ali Alavi. You were going to talk about justice.
Yeah. One of the characteristics of, let's say, one of the outstanding characteristics of the Mahdi utopia is justice.
All right.
That is, the government of Imam Ali Salam will give justice to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
From the day one of this creation, the concept of justice was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted his prophets and his successors on the earth to work on till today. And it will happen, inshallah, at the end of the time. And all the thinkers, Islamic thinkers, all the wise people, hukama, and also the wise people of the societies from different religions, they actually were focusing on this important concept. And it has been actually talked about in different aspects and dimensions, from a believing, let's say, dimension to a religious one, to jurisprudential and even social aspects of justice. It has been talked about a lot in even Al-Quran and Sunnah, the Holy Book, and even the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet of God and Ahlul Bayt. So this becomes one of the key features of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam government. He's going to establish justice on the sea and of earth. Look, dear sister, all of the prophets of God, as I said, from Adam, from day one, they came to this world to establish justice. So to what extent were they actually successful to actually put it, they defined it, they had it in mind, and they had even the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. They, some of them in their books, some of them in their words. So they had it from the day one.
Yeah.
But to what extent they were able to actually establish it is something that what we call it iqamah. Iqamah means establishment. So those even prophets that worked in iqamah, and to a good extent they were successful.
Successful.
They showed something, the beauties of that justice to the people. But the perfect sample of justice will show itself at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right, and because they have been enemies in history always.
Exactly.
Who had been interrupting the work of the prophets or making a barrier in their way.
As I said, from day one, Satan started to tempt the sons of Adam till today.
Yeah.
And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his prophet, he says that, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلْنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. To establish justice among the people. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that I send them to make you just worship. He said, no, I send them to establish justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say that I sent all of the prophets to, let's say, to practice this, practice that, to work on your rituals. No, to bring justice.
All right.
That's why that all the prophets were asked to bring up people to rise for justice. You see, all the prophets of God, those who didn't have power, at least guided people and wanted people to stand up for the sake of justice.
Yeah.
Do something. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسِ بِالْقِسْطِ. So this was the conduct of all the prophet, and inshallah, justice in its perfect form will be seen at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Inshallah, we expect that time to be coming soon. Thank you so much for coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Inshiqaq, verse 19, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, surely you're going to experience state after state. Definitely, we are so many people who are hopeless right now, but they are going to experience a good state after the arrival of Imam Mahdi. So we should be practicing on ourselves. We should be making ourselves the perfect soldiers for the arrival of Imam so that we experience that better state. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.